just started with me going, all right.
All right, Rusty Spoke. We're going to kick this thing off now. We're gonna make some funny happen. Well, actually, we're going to say some things and kind of hope the funny follows.
We kind of hope that you find the same things funny.
All right, so we are Red Chunk Production. Oh, shit, we are squealing. That's what we are.
Are them off?
Yeah, they're off.
All right.
I think it's my loud-ass voice.
That's probably it.
You're loud as shit.
I'm trying to walk away. Anyway, we are Red Chunk Productions, me and Kyle. We are setting up one of our podcasts we do. It is called Wi-Pi 3.8. Isn't that what it is? It's myself, JC, over here, who is 21.
21, yeah.
21, just... but looks 14, which is great for any child molesters hoping to, you know, not get caught.
I'm looking for
the
it.
The bonuses of looking younger than what you really are. Like...
Kyle also looks young, but is Indian in heritage. Yes. You're an Indian.
Native American.
Indian.
Indian. Indian. Feather, Indian. Not dot.
Right. We're going to kick things off here. How's everybody doing tonight? Can we get a show of hands? Who's doing good? All right. Who is quarter tanked? Let's say quarter tanked.
Woo! You know, that's where you're just starting to feel the buzz happening.
All right. Let's do half tanked. Anybody half tanked? Oh, there we go. All
right.
My girlfriend is half tanked. Hello.
Look who's not getting lucky tonight, Hank.
Hello, 3 a.m. blowjob. all right, who's all the way tanked? Nobody? Nobody? Fair enough.
Well, all the way tanked. On it.
All right. We're going to start this thing off tonight. What we did first is when we were setting up the show, we call it Wi-Pi. I named it after a nice Asian fellow that came into a computer place I worked. He couldn't speak much English, but he'd come in and he just kind of said, like, me need a YouTube on a Wi-Pi. Like, well, okay, what do you need here? And he's like, a computer, YouTube, Wi-Fi. I had to walk away. I sat in my fucking office, laughed my ass off as he was telling the owner how he needed his Wi-Fi working. Not that funny if you weren't there. This is one of the logos we found online that is not our own.
No.
It looks to be a dialect from Doctor Who or an Eiffel Tower.
I'd like to think it's some kind of like butt cream.
Good one. This is a USB with its matching condom, which is great.
Nice. I find out they don't make USB flash drives. They make wireless extenders.
Yeah. Good. Good for them.
What's a condom?
And this is like a light bulb with a your message is sending type signal.
Chat not accepted.
This is a little British duck, it looks like.
Is that like the British version of Darkwing Duck? Remember that show?
Hello. Hello, I'm here to solve crimes. And this looks like a porn. I don't know if you can make out what that is. It looks like a gun and, I don't know, a guy behind a girl with a thigh high and Kevin Cool featuring.
There's just a whole lot of skin and a gun. So
I bet there's a lot of uncircumcised penises in that porno.
A quarter chub already.
All right. First thing we like to do when we do live shows, we like to go out in the crowd and play a drinking game called Never Have I Ever. How many people are familiar with this game, Never Have I Ever? All right, just a couple people. All right, what you're going to do is JC here is going to come out to you with a microphone, and we're going to do Never Have I Ever, and you're going to say something you've done, and then everyone that drinks has done that also. So it's going to get super sexy and super interesting.
So
I'll start it off. Never have I ever masturbated sadly in a bus station. So if you look around and everybody who's drank has masturbated in a bus station.
Hey, man. Desperate times.
JC, go find somebody. Who's got a good one? Make sure you get their name and everything, JC. Did you turn on the microphone, JC? No, it's not on, JC.
No, you're not. You slide the button all the way up.
Oh, look, this one's on, JC.
All right, I'll trade you.
There it works. Again, he's 21. He's 21. What's her name? What's your name, sweetie?
What's your name?
My name is Connie.
All right, Connie. Give us a good Never Have I Ever.
Never Have I Ever?
Yeah, it's something you've done, but then, like, everybody's going to drink who's done it also.
There's something I've done, but...
Yeah, you just say like, never, ever, ever. It's
wildly outlandish that you don't think anyone else has done.
I've never had a threesome.
Really?
Yeah.
JC? And the guy next to you! Guy next to you gets the next one. Guy next to her, he gets the next one.
You got one, sir?
I can get this party started right now.
All right, give us a Never Have I Ever. Come on.
Dave,
Never Have You Ever what? Oh, shit.
Been butt fucked.
What?
He said never have I ever been butt fucked. Hey, Chuck, take a drink.
All right, who's got another good Never Have I Ever?
Anybody got one? Who's got one?
All right, I'll do one again. Let's do that. Never Have I Ever licked a butthole. It told me he loved me.
You got to come up with better content. I'm getting thirsty over here.
I feel like there was a lot of people that should have drank that didn't. Table 4... I'm looking at 3 of you, and a lot of you look like butthole lickers. I'm just saying. JC, just attack somebody. Attack my sister, Kim. Attack Kim. Kim, come on. Never have I ever. It doesn't have to be sexual. I mean, that's just a pretense. Let's hear it. Never have I ever sledded butt naked down a hill. Never have I ever treated my brother poorly. there we go.
I got a drink on that one.
All right, put the microphone in front of my girlfriend. We're going to get some good stuff. Never have I ever. JC, give us a never have I ever. What have you done?
Never ever fucked a redhead.
What?
Fucked a redhead.
Fuck the redhead? Ah, shit. Once again, he told me he loved me. All right, everybody feeling good? Everybody doing good? We got enough that we want to share with the crowd out? Awkward silence. That's good, too.
Yeah.
It works.
Oh, we got a Chuck over there. Go bring that to Chuck.
If this is... him as watching Chuk, his mom have sex done? Again.
Yeah.
No.
All right, Chuck.
Never have I ever made a sexual selfie with my dog.
Wait, what? Been in a sexual selfie with your dog? JC, drink.
I'm working too.
Young JC put a picture out on Snapchat where he was shirtless and cuddling his dog.
It was a cute video.
There was no evidence of clothing anywhere to be found.
Yeah, there were pants, shorts.
Around your knees doesn't count.
I want to say any video with an animal doesn't involve a shirtless guy cuddling with it. Like, any cute video, like any bestiality video, yes.
I think Peter Shady got involved on
all right, that. I think we're good with Never Ever. Anybody got... Go to Shane. Get a good Never Ever Ever from Shane.
Alrighty.
Let's do Shane. Yeah, yes. Come on, Shane.
This is something crazy that you've done that you don't think other people have done.
I'm not that adventurous, really. I really
April, is he that adventurous?
No. He gets on top and wiggles for 2 minutes and falls asleep.
The best part is neither one of us have finished.
She's clapping over there. She's like, that's all I need. That's all I like. When I go to have sex with my lady, I'm just like, all right, you get in there and preheat the oven. I'm gonna come in at the end when the brownies are done. You know, I'm the part where you peel the tinfoil off and it goes back in to crisp the top. You know,
not even like stabbing it with a toothpick.
No, I'm just like, you know, they're done, but you want to crisp the top. I'm like, oh.
That process that takes
never
3 seconds.
Never have I ever. Oh, Jesus. I don't know. Road
never
back.
Have I ever. Jesus? All right.
There you go. That's
my
it.
My Lord and Savior. Fuck you, Catholics.
Biffy's got
you
one.
You got one now?
Oh, now Biffy. She's got one.
Oh, whoa.
All right. Let's go to Kim first. Then we'll get all over right. there to Biffy the Beat Slayer.
Never have I ever had sex tubing down the river before.
A what?
Never, ever, ever has she had sex tubing down the river.
You're the one that wanted to ask your sister.
The worst part is I had witnessed part of that. I come around the river bend, and it was a weird version of Pocahontas. It was like... I'm just tubing down the river, having a good time, like just around the river bend. Your sister's jacking off a dude. No! I was like, let's hang back. And my buddy's like, yeah, let's hang back. I mean, I'm going to watch for a while, but let's hang back. All right, Jeff.
Never have I ever shut my dick in a door.
All right, anybody here ever lived in a trailer? Show of hands who's lived in a trailer. We know it's not the best craftsmanship, right? So you got a good 2-inch gap between the door, and it can latch when a wiener is in it. Maybe not hard. I thought I was being creative sexually. I was putting it through the wiener. I was like, look at my dick. And then she shut the door. Like, ah! The door latched with my dick in it. So it's the worst pullout. What do you imagine dogs go through when you got to throw like a cup of hot water on them or something? Just gets harder in the door jam.
I have another one.
Another one? Do it.
Never have I ever been fed Chinese food while fucking.
Inside joke, Randy once had sex in front of an audience with Chinese food. Was the girl Asian? No?
Mine was.
Let's not venture a guess to what ethnicity. I figured you saying like eating Chinese food meant like her. All right, let's move on. Everybody have a good time with Never Have I Ever. Everybody got everything out? Let's move on to nothing. Tater tit? What the fuck is that? Let her rip, tater tit?
Tater chip. Tater chip.
Tater chip?
Yes.
Is this some redneck backwoods thing I don't know about putting it up the ass?
Yes.
Is it like, she's like bent over and she's like, let her rip, tater chip. No, what is it? Get it back. Get the fuck back over there. Is it anal sex?
It's like, let her go, ducky-doo.
What the fuck is that? Let her go, ducky-doo? JC, get back over there with the microphone. I need this in my life.
We need some translation here.
Are these just backwoods redneck chants we use to procreate, or
Lady Opera like, Poland? And I never heard that shit before.
Was let her go, ducky do? What does it mean? What's about? What does it mean? Oh, so the guy's back there fucking you, and he's not doing so good. You're like, come on, let her rip, tater chip. There's tater chip. All right.
Has she ever said that?
Oh, well, my fuck.
You gotta go harder.
Oh, my God.
That looks like plain lays versus
holy
the nice fancy
shit.
Wavy lays.
You guys think that's funny? Later, when I'm making sex to the old lady, I'm gonna be like, let her rip, Tater Chip. Oh, 2 inches is a mile, crocodile. Let's get this going. Usually, I just get in there, and I'm like, oh, no, Yahtzee. Let her rip, Tater Chip.
I'm using that.
That feels like a Rothbury thing. Like,
I'm from Holden, and I've never heard that shit.
Okay, it's a little further north. Let her rip, Tater Chip.
God, is that a Hasputaki
thing? I've heard this
thing?
Term before.
Somewhere there's an old guy in a bar right now drinking. And he's like, ah, fuck yeah, I invented that. Looking, let it rip, Tater Chip.
I think he's sitting right there.
Blasted my
him.
Load and my old lady. Got a six-year-old now, named him Chip. All right, what we like to do on Wi-Fi is we like to find some crime.
Yes.
First crime we're going to talk about tonight is a Wyoming man right here local. Arrested after claiming he traveled to 2046 to warn of an alien invasion.
You know the best part is? We didn't check to make sure we could still view this.
Right, and my thing is if he was going to 2046, he had to have already known. Like, it had to have already happened.
Yeah, that means he survived the alien invasion.
Right.
Was able.
I feel like he didn't time travel. He just came really hard. During another man up his ass saying, let her rip, Tater Chip.
I don't think alcohol was the only thing that contributed to his delusion.
He looks like he's got one big nostril, if you look at it. Like, that's the cocaine nostril.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the dollar goes. That's the other crime. We found some funny police blotters. I don't know if you guys know, like, anybody old enough to have fucking had a newspaper before?
Nope.
Show of hands. Anybody old enough to have read a newspaper? Everybody's got dated now. That fucking Tater Chip over there. Hey, he fucking.
What's a newspaper?
Do. We found some funny things that, you know, they put in the newspaper, like, corner of 6th and Mason, prostitute beaten by dog, you know. Shit we found here. We got at 8:29 p.m., police received a call from a dubious woman who said she smelled something funny in her room last night. She believed it might have been her husband.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you murder
fucking
him.
Tater Chip let it rip in the bedroom, you know?
Can we just keep a microphone over there?
I feel like that's the theme of the evening now, is let her rip, Tater Chip.
I love it. I support it.
Moving along. Andrew Fees, man high on meth, fights off 15 police officers while masturbating.
He's a fucking hero.
I don't know about the rest of you, but when I'm masturbating, it's like a solitary like thing. Like, I'm not ready to fight somebody off. Kyle,
maybe he was just so into it that, like, anytime they got close, it just, like, the stroking motion. Right, they're considering that fighting off the police officers. But
I can only imagine if you're up trying to fucking fight somebody while jerking off, you're just kind of like.
Some of us like an audience.
Jerking on the run.
Oh, shit. Did he make a small wiener joke?
He did.
Fucking let her rip, Tater Chip. Knock my dong?
Were you there?
I'm going to tell you, it's not like this because you have to close your fingers to hold the thimble along with the fucking. Goddamn, I got a small wiener, okay? Everybody good with that?
There we go.
All right, here we go. Florida man. Florida cop tasers naked burglar who pooped and masturbated when homeowner pulled a gun. I don't know if any of you have ever had a gun pulled on you, but masturbating is the last thought.
Yeah, no, like, it's not fun. It's not fun.
I'm not. I get the poop part.
Yeah, I get the shit in your head part.
Like, well, you're Indian. I can only imagine that when the British came in and pulled their fire sticks.
What the fuck is this thing?
Do you just have that in your heritage? Like when a white man tries to give you a blanket, you're like, no.
Yeah, pretty much. We only accept blankets from the tribe.
Like you go to Walmart, you're like, that's a nice blanket. I got to get it tribe approved.
Yeah.
Deputy strip searches man. Finds crack between his buttocks.
I mean,
shit.
Obviously.
I'm assuming they didn't actually do a drug analysis on it. They just was like, it's in the
and
crack.
And if
it's
you
crack.
Look into that guy's poor dead eyes, it really looks like a cop had a finger up his ass. Like, you look into that man's eyes. He looks like a man who's been, you know, to the letter rip tater chip side of things.
He looks like he's been violated by you. Just sad disappointment all over his face.
Holy shit. I'm seriously going to get a shirt made that says letter rip tater chip. Like, I cannot get past that now.
Well, normally
that's a part of my life.
That.
And that's like the where's the beef of 2017. teen caught making love to stuffed horse in Walmart.
You do it once and they just fucking catch you.
My thing is like, why did they call it making love? Like, was he being intimate? Like, he's pulling the horse face towards him, like, kissing it. He's rubbing on it.
The Titanic theme song's playing in the background.
I can only imagine, like, the cop's like, no, he wasn't fucking it. He wasn't fucking it. He made love to that stuffed horse.
It was fucking art.
What I don't get is how hard is it to buy the goddamn horse and take it home and do the same shit?
Well, sometimes you like see a horse, stuffed horse at Walmart, and you're like, oh, dude,
you
who
gotta
can
test it out.
This?
You can't. I got just no self control. I got to do this now.
Dude, what if he brought it home and it was loose? What are you gonna fucking do? You gotta test it out first, obviously.
It's the kicking the tires of stuffed horse sex.
I gotta make sure it fits right.
Let's put it in a little bit. Maybe they shouldn't have stitched it. All right, next thing we're doing. We found some really great things on Craigslist that we thought we should share with all you guys. And let a rip tater chip over there.
Craigslist is like a golden source of just everything.
Here
funny.
We go. Gently used ex-wife.
Where do I make an offer?
Certified pre-owned ex-wife. Husband cleaning inventory to make room for newer models. Everything must go. Headlights and body style like new. Beautiful interior. Built tough, but comfort once you get inside. Something this cheap won't be around long. Freshly waxed. Must see.
Do we keep the phone number for that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I wonder how many people, like, can anyone describe their current girlfriend as a car? Or is anyone daring enough to describe their current girlfriend as a car?
High mileage.
I am not.
Mine's not here.
I feel like if I do, my 3 a.m. blowjob will go
I
down.
I think I got
tubes.
This. I think I got this. Exotic import, right-hand steer.
I kind of feel like if you do, like, she's doing good. She's not rocking the same rims and tires, but everything's moving along. Half-gallon milk. Going on vacation. I don't want this to go to waste. Expires 1/15. First come, first serve. Enough for a couple bowls of cereal. How Jewish do you have to be to find a half-gallon of milk in your fridge? Let alone take it out of the fridge to set it up portrait style to take a picture.
That's pretty Jewish, right? I mean, like, you don't get much cheaper than that. Like,
right.
I just can't see it fucking going to waste.
To be fair, a gallon of milk costs more than a gallon of gas.
This is my favorite one of the night. Any bros out there? We got any bros? Show of hands. There's one bro.
Right here.
All right, the crystal I wear around my neck contains an essence that gets recharged when I jack it with a bro who also has a crystal. It gives me confidence at work, home, social situations, etc. Nobody knows that it's a J.O. crystal but me and my bros. I have seen it glow white while jerking it with a bud. That's how I know it's real. You can come over as long as you want, but I need a picture of you, preferably wearing the crystal, before I waste my time.
If only I had a crystal.
It's like somebody shows up at his house, like, I'm ready to jerk it with a bro. He's like, where's your crystal, bro?
I only wish
I
had one.
Is that a crystal bromance?
It's like he's trying to explain to his wife, like, it's not gay. We have crystals. That's what... It's not gay. We got crystals.
It's not like we're giving each other the double dutch rudder or anything. We're not
right.
touching each other.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Balls
don't
touch. Two
bros
in a room jerking it.
Which, coincidentally, my girlfriend's name is Crystal, so if any of you have one and want to come over and jerk off tonight, we're... All right. Wi-Fi relationship advice. When in doubt, just blow them. JC, why don't you go out there? Who's got some relationship questions for us? Anybody's got trouble in their relationship currently that's not my girlfriend or family member?
Just curious how, you know, one should handle a particular situation.
Anybody's got relationship questions they want answered? We have a panel of experts who is me and an Indian Kyle who has the ancient knowledge of Apaches.
Yeah, corner, close enough.
Yeah,
corner enough. Table, I know you got something over there. You got something? All right.
Oh, good. I hope there's a good.
You got a sex question? A relationship question? All right, let's
yeah,
hear
something
it.
Going on in your relationship you need fixed. We're, right. We're here.
This is a relationship question.
Okay.
And this is very honest and open. How did my father conquer cancer, colon cancer, 3 months ago?
Holy fuck.
That's too deep.
I don't feel like that's a relationship question, but let's let's nail this one. I'm going to guess your father wore a crystal around his neck.
Jacked it with some
bros. Coming over. The crystal glowed white, so we knew it was Kieran.
And just to be on the safe side, they smoked that magical THC.
Did he smoke weed? Was he a weed smoker? Did he? Well, congratulations to your dad who fucking beat cancer, man. Well, that's the fucking answer then. That's the key. Oh, shit.
Go fast.
All right. I think that's going to do it for relationships.
Woo, woo.
Another podcast we do here at Red Chunk Productions is Biffy, Stiffy, and Cribbly. We're going to swap out co-hosts, bring in Jeff Shanahan and Nick Cribbly.
All right.
That's all we could do.
We didn't bring the right cord, damn it. We'll be prepared next time.
All right, so this is another podcast. Really, this is the podcast that started the Red Chunk Network.
It did.
Look at this.
Oh, we got Old Man Cribbly here. Cribbly is famous for jacking off with other bros.
With my bros.
White Crystal. Cribbly is actually from Lakeshore Drive. Biffy the Beat Slayer here. Jeff Shanahan is famous for Biffy the Beat Slayer.
Something like that.
Something like that.
He's a famous rapper.
He's a definite famous rapper. I have two kids at home that are like, the famous guy coming over today.
That's what your girlfriend told me outside earlier. They're going to be so disappointed when they figure it out.
The famous guy coming over today.
The weird bearded man that comes over smelling funny. It's not really famous.
The guy who comes over smelling like weeds, pretty famous or shit. And they live with a guy who's made movies. So apparently I am chopped liver bullshit, but the guy who's made CDs and smells like weed is a fucking... you know what? When they get in trouble, I'm calling you. I'm like,
do you want me to sit down and have a talk with them about how they should idolize you and think you're a hero?
No. If anything,
because I'll totally do it.
No. They should be
Dr.
like...
Dr. Biffy will sit down and have a conversation.
Oh, anyway, did we lose anybody? It feels quieter than we're doing good, right? Maybe not so.
I mean, Tater Tits is still here, so.
Tater Tits? Is that what we're doing?
That's what it sounded like.
God, what the fuck was it again? Well, I was going to make it into, what is it, give him a blast? Let her rip, Tater Chip.
Yeah, it sounded like Tater Tits back there.
Tater Tits?
So.
That sounds like something you,
caught my attention.
When you turn 18 and you call your mom on the way out the door, like, whatever, I'm a grown man, mom, tater chits or tater tits.
Yeah.
That's a red speaking.
How many reds?
So what have we been up to in a while? Cribbly, how's fucking life going for you? Old man Cribbly.
I'm doing old man stuff. Yeah. Mowing lawns.
Jeff, how's things going for you?
What?
How's things going for you?
I spend 8 hours a day with you.
Yeah, that's right.
5 days a week.
Usually on this show, we spend a lot of time talking about our dicks or other people's dicks.
Mostly
stuff like
other
that.
People's dicks.
Dick.
I wanted to take a second to talk about how my wiener has aged. Like, I have two mirrors in my bathroom that sit up by my bathtub. So when I stand up and get out of my bathtub, I can see all that is naked Hank. I stood up the other day, and I was looking at my dick, and I was like, that is an old man's dick. Like, when I was a kid, I seen an old man's dick once. But not like you think.
But probably but like, what you think.
I remember my younger dick. They used to stand up straight, and I could see the whole thing. But let me give you guys a side profile real quick. Like, I have a dicky do where my stomach stick out further than my dicky do. So now, like, I can see my sad penis, like, looking back up at me over my belly, like, let's just stop. Like, we know what happens when we beat it.
Admit it, it's not looking up at you.
It looks like my young penis was, like, virile and young and hairless. Now I got this lion's mane.
Wore, like, a Viking helmet and shit.
I got this lion's mane of sad fireman's hose just hanging in the breeze. And once in a while, it'll get water flowing through
it's
it.
It's like a wacky waving inflatable arm man, too, man.
Yeah. And it just looks up at
it
me
sells
like
cars and shit. Like
the places you've put me.
It's all sad.
Don't
it's like
lie.
A sad cloud.
It looks penis. It looks down at you.
It looks oh, down
it
at
won't
me.
Look it won't look at you because it's shamed.
It's still perched upon two virile balls that hang up there. I still don't have old man balls that hang down. Like, forever. I still have young man balls, but old man dick. Like, it's still... There's flags on the side.
He'll never
Christmas
stop.
Christmas is coming? Is that hey, a
friend
of yours?
He will never stop talking about his dick. She's yelling, whoever she's yelling at.
Oh, my poor sister had to learn about my sad fireman hose dick. I had to watch her fuck a dude on the river, but my sad fireman dick... Is the line.
That's crossing the line, Hank.
Yeah.
That's crossing the line.
I gave a Mexican guy a hand job on the river, but you wonder why they never cross. They're getting hand jobs in the middle of the goddamn river.
She caused a lot of this.
That's why they're coming across. They get across the river and they're like, well, there, nobody give me a fucking hand job. Might as well stay and steal some jobs. what, nobody? Come on.
Too much?
Too much.
Too much? Too soon? Too far? No such thing.
No all such right. thing. Not on this show.
So, I wanted to talk about my dick for a minute. Jeff, how's your dick?
My dick's good, thanks.
It's still good. Is it gone to old man stage yet? Or
no, my dick's not at old man stage yet. My balls are kind of in that in-between stage, but...
Right. Cribs? Know. Oh, we know.
No.
I can it's only imagine
on,
your
full-on gray bush
like
down
the
there.
No.
Full-on gray bush.
Nope, it's absolutely
it
not.
It looks
it's
like
still,
Gandalf's beard
still,
down there.
Look, this shit is just, it came early, but this shit down here
that's
is still
not the
looking,
only thing.
It's still looking like mid-20s. Still hanging.
You're dying
like,
your pubes, aren't
like,
you?
I feel like Cribbly's putting Just for Men on his pubes.
He is totally dying his pubes.
Like, look, baby, still virile.
It hasn't made, the gray hasn't made its way down there yet. So far it stayed above the waist.
Wow.
I seriously. Feel like that's a lie.
Plus, I keep it landscaped, so like.
So you
not,
just can't see the gray.
Some, I don't
you
have
don't
some
know it's there.
Going on down there. Hank.
Moving along. $100,000 pyramid. So all
right, I brushed up on that.
Everybody here, who has played $100,000 pyramid before? Nobody?
I feel like you could have got that to fill
everybody
the entire
is afraid.
Screen.
I wish I would have. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to play a game. We need two people out of the audience, and we have prizes for you guys.
Prizes.
All right, that's we got one there. We need one
things.
More volunteer for $100,000 pyramid.
Nick, you get tater tits.
One more volunteer for $100,000 pyramid. Here we go. All right. I'm going to team you up with Biffy. Tater Titch, you're with Cribs. You can go first. Let's grab a chair for him real quick. Hey, Kyle. All right, what you got to do, give her a rip, Tater Tits, right here.
Hey, Chuck.
You can't
no
look behind you.
Hey,
no
Chuck.
To do with the
beer
questions.
Me, man.
All right, you just got to sit in the
it's
chair.
It's probably going to get weird.
I got money for you.
All right,
I'm
Cribs,
not going to make you pay for me.
Cribs, what? Take the microphone.
Get the lady a chair.
Well, she's going to, when she's done.
Oh,
here, you can sit
switch?
Where Cribs is. Come on up
we're
here.
We're going to switch?
What? Yeah. Cribs, you got to stand up, move over here so you can see the screen.
I got to see the screen?
Yeah, you got to see the
check,
screen.
Check.
All right, now the object of the game is Cribbly. We're going to have a category come up on the screen. And Cribbly, right here, is going to be your buddy. He's going to describe things to you, and you have to guess. Nope, you can't look at the screen. Nope. He's going to describe things. He's going to say things to you to describe the category. You have to try to guess the category. Nope, you can't look at the screen. You got to guess.
This is
going to
be bad. I know it's going to be bad.
It's going to be terrible.
I'm just going to go and tell you right now. Hank came up with all this. We had no input, so
it was both.
If anybody shakes their head too much, it's his fault.
All right, here we go. First category. You got to try to Cribbly. You have to give her.
I'm already going to say you're a son of a bitch.
All right, you're trying to guess the category. All right, no looking behind you. All right, everybody in the audience, no helping her out. Let's do this.
You son of a bitch.
All right, try it.
All right. Wrinkly flesh.
Sorry. What else? This is terrible. I'm, like, completely blanking right now. Older folks running around. I don't think I can go that far.
Are you ready? We calling it a pass?
terrible things. No clothes. Right. I'm done right now.
All right, you can look. That was the category. Things you see at a nudist camp.
Oh, we're gonna keep going.
Yeah, we're keeping going. This shit show ain't leaving. All right, ready? Here we go.
Oh, yeah, no, God damn.
He's going to describe it to you.
Condoms.
They smell. I don't give a shit what anybody says.
Holy
shit.
Oil. Massage oils. towels. Mini towels.
I hate you.
Huh?
Him.
Oh, yeah, he's terrible. This is going to be hard for you.
I know.
Are we calling this a pass also?
Yeah.
The next category. All right, it's not you, it's him. Here. You're still going to win.
Like, I know what this... Tater chips. Tater chips.
Is a...
cologne. Aftershave.
What?
I don't know. But yeah, because I know what this smell.
It's not smell anymore. It's.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I'm just telling you.
All right, the category was sexy men. Apparently, Cribbly thinks sexy men wear aftershave.
Well, we don't stink.
Moving along.
How many do you got me doing?
Oh my God.
Come on, here we go. This is a good one.
Onions, mustard, ketchup.
Onions and mustard are.
Relish.
Mustard, relish, and... Yeah, what do they go on?
A hamburger.
Or...
A hot dog.
Yeah, there they go! All right, next category!
Oh, you piece of shit. Suppositories.
Suppositories are things that could be...
Suppositories could be...
Lexitec. Yeah.
Sure.
Not my first guess.
Dildos.
Dildos could go up
your ass.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh my God.
At the bar.
Oh God.
Yep.
An outhouse in the middle of Texas. Hank's house.
Hank's house. Are places that would be bad to...
The side of the road on the highway. The middle of the woods surrounded by poison ivy.
To shit!
Yeah! That's it! Let's give her a t-shirt. Kyle, let's get her a t-shirt.
Oh, fuck.
I don't want to do this.
Your turn, Biff.
There you go. We got you a t-shirt. Thanks for playing, hon.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Look, I make no promises. because I have a feeling he made these really bad for
All
me.
Right, here we go. Next contestant in the $25,000 pyramid, which is the welfare version of the $100,000 pyramid.
Oh,
are we
asshole.
Ready? Contestant, are we ready? Biffy, we ready?
I hate you.
Here we go.
Takes a minute to get into it.
What the fuck?
Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye is an artist.
Al Green.
Could
Let's
make.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, they could make.
It's a
you,
type of musician that would make you.
Horny.
Hey! Yeah. Here we go.
Biffy
one
the
for
beat
one,
slayer.
Bitch.
Oh.
Now and I then feel the bad. Obvious one is Dix.
Dix are things that
lollipops
you...
that would, don't have a wrapper.
You
could put them in one place but not another. Pass.
Things you can put in your mouth but not your pocket. Here we go. Next category.
It is a type of feminine product. It rhymes with spoosh.
Douche?
Hey, there we go. That's easy.
Melons, jugs.
Tits.
Boobs. We'll give it to her. Object shaped like boobs.
You know the
Hank. Hank, it is a thing that would. God damn it! I want to say it. But
right.
Can't.
Things that would.
Things that would let you down and has let down.
Not many going. Things not going to your mother-in-law's for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, blowing your load, blowing your load too fast. Hank's specialty. It's
you
okay.
Could no say it. Go for it.
Limp dick.
Wow!
That's also a
judges?
Band.
That's not fair that my girlfriend
judges?
Woo! Things that disappoint women.
I say she gets half a point for that.
Yeah.
Here we go. Next one. I will give her the points.
Parodies of real movies with nudity.
Just use actual titles.
I can't think of any right now.
Debbie Make does Dallas.
They work.
The scrotum infection.
Yeah.
Her ass ick park.
Ass blaster 7.
What?
Mature Thunderbuns volume 1.
Debbie does Dallas is.
Porn? Like, porn. There we go. Yep. She got it. We'll give her that.
Yeah. Title of porn movie.
All right. She wins a t-shirt.
Boom.
She actually won that thing.
Should yeah. We, she did a good job.
Give her one of the little gift basket too.
Give her the gift basket.
So we have learned Hank has a limp wiener.
Yeah, it took me a minute to get like the swing of things, but like it caught me off guard.
I set
mostly
you up
because
for failure.
Just like college, I did not study for any of these.
I didn't know shit. All I knew was we were playing the fucking $25,000 pyramid, and that him and Kyle came up with a question, so we were all fucked. I turned that off. We're good.
There we go.
I'm a professional.
All right. One fun thing I did is, what did she get? Ah, that's right. I didn't. To be fair, I didn't know what was in the bag when I gave it to you.
Yeah, there you go. Savage as fuck.
There we
he's
go.
Drinking. He's like, oh shit.
Mail that shit to her.
You better wash that stinking pussy.
Wrap it in some fancy fucking wrapping paper. Maybe right. Even give her a nice Hallmark card. There
as,
you go. See?
Ooh.
Happy birthday.
Boom. Happy
as
birthday,
some fun,
douche.
I decided to Google search our names. Google image search our names. This,
I'm just a little nervous.
Here we go. So first one we did. Biffy the Beat Slayer.
Hey, that's me.
Now this one's actually pretty accurate. It's all Jeff. Everything that Jeff's done, that's good. Then I Google image search myself. And things get weird. Like, you Google search Hawkins, Ronald Reagan comes up. The guy from Fantastic Four, Tommy Lee Jones comes up.
Isn't that because most of the porn searches you do involve old men?
And a small black child.
Seems accurate.
An old man. And then where's a good one? Then there's just me. And then what I think I will look like in the future. Just an old man.
Rocking out air guitar.
And then I Google searched Nick Cribbley.
Oh, boy. What's this going to be?
Just nothing but Billy Squire the Stroke. Come on.
I don't think that's
That's
true.
Pretty accurate.
It
that's,
is accurate. I didn't come here to my
dead on balls accurate.
That is dead on balls accurate. How many people here are in a relationship? Let's see a show of hands. How many people here are single? Let's see the single people's hands. Oh, we got some singles. Oh. Let's play the motherfucking dating game. All right. We need four contestants.
Our friend's raising
there we hand. Go. Yeah, you know what? Take a fucking seat. Tater chips. You owe me. Ah, this is just for fun. We're going to have fun. All right. We need two other people. At least another one. All right. Get out here.
You've
come on.
Been nominated.
Let's grab a chair. Kyle, can we grab chairs? JC, where's JC? We're going to put JC's ass out here. JC,
get over here.
You were all going to bide for the affections of JC. Let's see right here. Just like the regular ass dating game you've seen on TV. All right, we got a lady here. All right, we got an old man here too. Good. All right, we got a full crew. Here, let me grab you a seat. Here you go. Sit right here. Sit right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a seat anywhere. Come on. Yay. It's just for fun. You can sit down. I mean, you might have to bang a guy.
Sit on JC's lap, sir. Have a seat.
Just have a seat.
He can sit on JC's lap. It'll be fine.
There we go. All right. All we're doing is just for fun. You don't actually have to fuck this person. But I mean, like, I can't control.
Oh, I think you just made a match made in heaven.
Woo!
Right,
JC is like, let her rip tater tits.
Tater tits and young boy.
All right.
That's a devil's three. That's a devil's dance right there.
You guys have seen the dating game? No, only nobody's going to do anybody.
You're going to do him, sir.
So
that's
down.
A win for you. Look at that young virile boy right there.
All right, here we go. Everybody remember the dating game from when we're all old fuckers here, right? Yeah, remember the dating game. Pretty much we have the lovely lady.
Don't look at me, Biffy.
And we have the contestants that are biting for the affection of the lovely lady.
Shut your whore mouth, old man.
All right, let's meet our lady we are biting for the affections for. What is your name, miss?
Tavi.
Tavi, we are fighting for the affections of Tavi. Contestant number one, your name is?
Connie.
Contestant number two, fag tits. Contestant number three. Here we go. Jeff.
What?
I want you to give us a question for contestant number one. If she was biting for the affections of Tavi.
If what?
All right, fuck yourself. All right. Contestant number one. Yep, contestant number one. What would you consider a good first date?
What would I get a first date?
Yeah, what would you consider a good first date?
A guy that takes out and wine and dine me.
And 69er.
There we go.
And 69er. Don't leave that out.
69 and a wine and dine. Fag tits. What would you consider a good first date?
I'd have to go with dinner and a movie. Pretty solid choice right there.
Jesus Christ. Let her rip, tater chip. Let's. What would be a good first date?
Going out on a movie and a date.
Yeah, oh, Jesus Christ. All right, Tavi, from the contestants, who would you give a point in round one?
Connie.
Connie!
All right, here we go. Your round two. News, Cribbly, you got a good one for round two?
Your old news, bro. If you guys are out on a date and all of a sudden a snarling bear shows up, what do you do?
All right, if you guys are on a date and a snarly bear shows up, what would you do?
Respect, sir.
I would grab my man and hurry up and go wherever I gotta go to survive myself with him.
Intricate. Contestant number two.
Trip that bitch and run away.
You gonna trip the bear? No. Oh, trip the woman. Trip the woman. All right, let her rip, Tater Chip. The bear's coming to attack you and your lady. What do you do?
I kill the bear and eat it.
I am interested to go further into this. How would you kill the bear?
I can.
He can. Holy shit. He
will bite the bear's neck out.
This Tater Chip just pulls out a fucking anti-bear knife and stabs it in the dick, and it's dead. Tavi, let's give a point to somebody in round two.
Contestant number three.
Contestant number three! Murder that bear!
0 for 2. Contestant number three with a point.
All right, here we go. Jeff, you got one yet? Question. For the contestants.
Dinner and a movie or sunset walk on a beach, possible hand job.
Dinner and a movie or hand job on the beach?
What is it?
Dinner and a movie or hand job on the beach?
Dinner and a movie.
Dinner and a movie from Connie.
JC. It.
Total hand job, but I hope you spit on it for a second.
Let her rip, Tater Chip. Dinner and a movie or hand job on the beach?
Walking on the beach, moonlight, and the moonlight was bright. The moonlight so bright, shining down on the beautiful sight.
Holy shit, he got romantic as fuck. He's like Patrick Swayze at the end of Dirty Dancing. He's like catching you.
Moonlight feels right.
All right.
Some other stuff.
Moonlight feels right. Let her rip, Tater Chip.
You
all right, who? What
pick,
are we going with, Tavi?
Tater Chip off that.
Number two.
Number two. That has brought us to an intricate devil's three-way. And the only way to figure it out is a make-out contest. No. I'm kidding. All right, I'm kidding. One more question. All right. I am actually going to give us this last question here. And I want to know how you would handle it. All right, you guys are in a relationship. Everything's going good. You're hanging out for a while. Your old man wants to play Lord of the Rings till 2 a.m. because there's a raid going, and he's probably the only time he's going to be able to down that Balrog. But you come walking in, and you're like, are you ready to go to bed? And I'm like, no, I'm not ready to go to bed. Maybe you're ready to go to bed. I want to stay up and kill this. Oh, you never go to bed with me. Maybe you should just find somebody else. And I'm all like, I don't want to find somebody else. I want to fucking do this. Anyway, question is, what kind of ice cream do you like?
I like mint chocolate chip.
Mint chocolate chip?
Cookie dough.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Surprised you didn't say vanilla.
I'm really hoping for a great answer here. Cookie dough, good God. What are you
Tater
watching?
Chip flavor.
Favorite ice cream? Come on. Yeah. No, you could be hilarious. That would be great.
On a woman.
On a woman. Oh.
He will lick you like an ice cream cone.
Lick you in your ice cream hole. All right, Tavi. It's on you to settle this. Who is the winner that you may or may not have to have sex with?
Number three. Come on.
Number two.
Number two! Oh!
I call bullshit.
All right, just so everybody sees, we have a friend of the show and a very close friend of the podcast network. Chuck Pollard has made drawings for each of the contestants. Chuck has made framed, very intricate drawings of penises.
for all of the contestants. Chuck Pollard, raise your hand. That's our friend there who has made all these wonderful artistic dick drawings. Contestant number one, I give you this one I call uncircumcised.
Get him, Tater Chip.
Number two, I just affectionately name Shame.
He just completely, he ripped JC.
And contestant number three, this big veiny bastard. Once again, thank you, Chuck Pollard, for drawing our dicks. Tommy, where are you going? You better go over here. We got a whole gift bag for you, dear.
You're not here you go, Tommy.
As the winner of the dating game, we have gotten you a pregnancy test. Condoms, which are ultra-ribbed ecstasy, feels nothing like he's there. And lube, because judging from JC's penis, you'll probably need it.
Anal, bro.
Oh, anal. All right. We're kind of winding down the show tonight. Who's ready for some 90s music tonight? Let me hear ya. All right. We got Project 90 coming up here in just a minute. We're going to sign our, I wanted to say fat asses, but I feel like Cribbly's still kind of fit.
He's doing all those old man things.
Dude, I am rocking a dad bod right now all day.
Rocking a dad bod and a Just for Men pubis bush. So,
yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight. Let's hear it for the first guys up, the Geekly Gab and Nerdical Nonsense Show. Yeah! Let's hear it for us, fucking Red Trunk Productions. Everybody find us on Facebook. Listen to our fucking podcasts. I'm Hank.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Cribbly.
Have a good fucking night. Let's get some fucking 90s music going.
Drink some booze.